doing for his people. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. God, you are so great, and you're just so greatly to be praised. And God, we want to decrease so you may increase within us. Holy Spirit, take complete control in the matchless name of Jesus. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. And Father God, even as we study the word, God, give us more wisdom, knowledge, and revelation, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Philippians, the 4th chapter, the 6th and the 7th verse. That's Philippians, 4th chapter, 6th and 7th verses. And it reads as follows, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic for today is, don't give in to the pressure. Don't give in to the pressure. We are in the middle of January 2025, and Satan has brought pressure to many of you, making you feel as though God is not going to do what he promised. He presents pressure in so many ways. You see, that's his motive, to get you so upset and out of focus. But the crazy thing about it, Satan uses the same tactics. It's never anything new. We all have times when we feel the pressure of dealing with our health issues, paying bills, or someone has done us wrong, a door has closed, a child gets off course. But if we don't handle pressure the right way, it will cause us to get stuck, live worried, and feel overwhelmed and frustrated. But if you're going to reach your destiny, you have to learn how to make progress under pressure. You have to learn to keep moving forward despite of the opposition, uncertainty, and being misunderstood. You can't control the pressure that comes against you, but you can control what happens inside you. We sometimes think, once I get through this difficulty, I'll get my joy back or have a good attitude. But if you're waiting for the pressure to subside, you're going to be waiting your whole life. You see, the enemy would love for us to become paralyzed by the pressure. We're so focused on what's come against us that we put everything on hold, waiting for the pressure to go away. Then we'll move forward, but the pressure is a sign that something amazing is coming. It's a sign letting you know your breakthrough is near. See, you wouldn't be facing any pressure if you didn't have something significant inside of you. Come on here, somebody. This is not the time to get discouraged or shrink back. This is the time to say, God is not only going to use this pressure to refine me, to develop my character, but this pressure is to lead me into my purpose. Greater is he that is in me than what's coming against me. My God. You see, you not only handle the pressure, but you thrive in that pressure. God gives you grace for every season. The more pressure, the more strength you'll have. The more difficulty, the more determination you will have. The more adversity, the more favor you'll have. You can turn that pressure into power. I think I better say that again. You can turn that pressure into power. Nobody faced more pressure than the Apostle Paul. In spite of being beaten, in prison, and shipwrecked for sharing his faith, betrayed, and lied about, he summed up his attitude. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. Let me tell you, some people of God, despite of you being misused, lied on, talked about, you should have the same attitude Paul had. We are pressed on every side by trouble, but we are not crushed. It's not going to define me. It's not going to get me to the point to where I'm not going to do what God has called me to do. Come on, hear somebody. The pressure is going to make me go after the power that is within me. The pressure is going to make what is in me rise up. Yes, we are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. You see, we get knocked down, but we get back up again and keep going. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9. That's how you handle pressure. You don't let the pressure handle you. That's how you handle pressure. You handle the pressure. See, you may be where Paul was, pressed on every side, and a lot of things are coming against you. You are perplexed. You're frustrated. You're not sure what to do. You are hunted down. Forces trying to stop you. See, that's the problem. You always follow it up with the promise. You are not crushed and broken. What is coming against you? The pressure is developing your character. The pressure is developing integrity. It's making you become the man of or woman of God that God has called you to be. You are not crushed and you are not broken. So what should a believer do when they are faced with pressures of life? Let me tell you something. If you follow these four simple steps, you will be able to overcome pressure instead of pressure overcoming you. Number one, keep your focus on God. Because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Keep your focus on God. The enemy comes to distract, but keep your focus on God. Number two, focus on your potential in God. God said, I am the head and not the tail. God said this about me. God said that about me. God believed that I can do exactly what I know that I can do. He believes in me. Focus on your potential in God. Number three, focus on what God is saying. Don't focus on what the naysayers are saying or what the naysayers did to you. Focus on what God is telling you to do. Only you and him had the conversation. Nobody else had it but you and him. So you focus on what he told you to do and talk about God. Yeah. Tell your problems about God. Tell your problem. I serve a big God. And I know that he can do all things but fail. I know that he gave me the strength and the ability to to overcome the pressures of life. I just got to believe in myself that I can do it. My God, my God. People of God, God is fighting for you. Yes, he is. Don't give up and don't you quit. You turn that pressure into power. You keep doing the right thing when it's hard, taking steps of faith, knowing that great favor is coming, great healing is coming, greater opportunities are on the way. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you all the glory and honor which is due your name. Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. God, if I had 10,000 tongues, that still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. God, in the name of Jesus, help us to follow these four simple steps to be able to overcome the pressures of life instead of the pressure overcoming us. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Cast and call for the play Hidden Love Affair. I need actors, which are men, actresses, singers, musicians, stagehands, etc. Auditions are held every Tuesday and Thursday at the Zion Hill Church Family Theater, 312 Hunter Street, Pineville, Louisiana, at 5 p.m. Also, 30 and 60 second video auditions are also welcome. You can email them at castingcrewcall@yahoo.com. The Hidden Love Affair is a play about David and Bathsheba. It is family oriented, fun, and faith based. The performance will be held at the Collins Saunders Performance Arts and Arts Center in June of 2025. For more information, you can contact me at 318-206-8953 or 318-542-3417. Come, this is a community-wide event. We are not turning anyone away. If you love acting or if you think you can act anything, come and be a part of this family-oriented play. Well, my time is up, and I want you to remember this. Tell your problems about God, and do not let the pressures of life hold you down, but allow the pressures of life to make you who God has called you to be. Now remember, I love you, and God does too. And I always know, when you're down to nothing, that God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
This is Getting to Know Him with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church, 2400 Memphis Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, Pastor Brevel.
Morning, good morning. What a pleasure it is to come on and be a witness for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I am so grateful that he woke me up this morning. I woke up in my right mind. I just want to thank the Lord that all he's doing in my life, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy of